This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah, it is Monday, but we're going to make it great. Good morning and welcome at 7:06, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Craig. You doing all right? I almost called you Craig.
I know. You know, I had an aunt, my stepdad's side, always called me Craig. I don't know why. She just she got it in her head when I was little that that's what it was, and at some point, you just keep answering.
Craig and Greg.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Well, mine was not a mistake. It was It was my mouth not operating properly.
Well, it happens.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it happens a lot.
Well, you know, I'm not going to bring nothing up.
Well, thanks, buddy.
I'm here for you.
You're a real pal, man.
It's my encouragement.
You've always got my back.
Yeah.
Might be a knife in it sometimes, but he's got my back. but you know what?
What's that?
Greg, I don't hold a grudge.
Really?
And you know me, and you know I don't.
That's true.
And I don't. You know why? Because I feel like you're carrying baggage around. It's like,
that's true.
You're only hurting yourself.
It is a weight.
I don't like that person. I go, well, really? They don't care. You don't like them. All you're doing is messing with your own, you know, head.
Yeah.
Leave
yeah,
it. Right. Let it go. I'm not perfect in that way, but I.
It's a goal.
I'm pretty good
you're
at
pretty
it.
Good at
I'm pretty
it.
Good yes, at letting it go. Yeah. Well. New Jersey bakery owners and a customer, they got into it.
Uh-huh.
And if you're a person who holds a grudge, I'm just recommending for your own welfare and well-being, let it go. I'm serious, let it go. You have to have the ability to forgive others. Otherwise, guess what? When you ask to be forgiven, well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay. Yep. So two New Jersey bakery owners are lucky to be alive after an irate customer attacked them with a knife, claiming that they served him the wrong sandwich. Now, to me, I would say that is a bit of an overreaction.
That's a little over the top. Yes.
I might want my money back. I might want a different item. I might threaten to say, well, I'm going to tell all my friends, you suck.
Uh-huh.
I might be capable of doing all those things.
Yeah.
But at some point, I'd have to let it go.
And attacking them with a knife over a sandwich?
Yeah, and here's the problem, Greg. When do you think that this person was mistreated with the wrong sandwich? How long ago?
Well, I would think since we're talking about it, it's like, you know, something current.
A couple days, maybe a week.
Yeah.
4 years ago. Four.
And it's still a news story.
Somebody started college and graduated while this guy was still steaming mad about a sandwich.
Wow, he takes his. That's a foodie right there.
Yes.
Wow.
Abed Assad and his brother Mohammed, owners of the Balana Bakery in Paterson, New Jersey, said that the unhinged knife-wielding man confronted them at the shop Thursday morning about the years-old sandwich order, claiming that he was served an eggplant sandwich despite asking for an egg sandwich.
So the mistake was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's been brewing all this time. And now he shows up with a knife 4 years later.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it was building.
Oh, yeah, apparently so. Apparently so, yeah.
The argument escalated and eventually turned violent when the suspect allegedly stabbed Muhammad in the chest and slashed a bed in the arm when he tried to intervene. The suspect's identity, not yet known, fled the store after the attack around 8 a.m. Thursday.
Unreal.
The brothers were rushed to St. Joseph's University Hospital. I heard screaming, said one eyewitness, so I went outside to see one of the bakery owners outside holding his arm. It was bleeding. Surprised everybody because they're very nice people.
Huh.
Monir Simran, friend of the victims, told the outlet that the alleged attacker claimed to be allergic to eggplant and became ill after eating it. Well, maybe that's it. That poor guy was sick for 4 years. He waited to get his strength back before he was going to try to knife them to death.
I think you're giving him a little too much credit.
I got to tell you, eggplant, that's always... You know, my mom used to make this eggplant parmesan, and even though my mom wasn't Italian in any way, she did cook good Italian. Her lasagna was really awesome. Yeah. Spaghetti and meatballs, good.
Uh-huh.
The eggplant thing, see, I never got it, because even as a child, I knew that's not meat.
Right.
What meat are we having for dinner,
yes,
Mom? Well, it's got cheese in this, and eggplant's really good for you, and blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
I ain't buying it.
Yeah.
So even as a child, was like, don't try to slide that meat substitute in on me, Mom, because I'll call you out every time.
Now, there are some local restaurants that do that. Jen will order that one on occasion. And I've had a bite or two of it. It's not,
it's not bad.
But it's just not meat.
It's an eggplant. Plant.
Right.
So... Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. It doesn't taste bad.
Right.
Just don't give me an eggplant.
Yeah.
When I wanted meat plant.
Exactly.
Whatever. But 4 years?
That's a bit much.
Yeah. That's a bit much. Speaking of a bit much.
Yeah.
Superintendent of schools making $400K a year.
Wait a minute.
And wants more?
I think that's what the president makes, about that. Something like
that. Yeah, he's in there 455. Yeah. It might be up to five now. I don't know. But our current president doesn't take a paycheck because he loves America. That's why he's doing it.
Gives it back. Yeah.
A suburban Washington, D.C. school superintendent who already pulls down a salary exceeding that of the United States, which I don't think that's accurate, now wants a full-time taxpayer-funded bodyguard.
Huh. You make $400,000 a year, you can afford to get your own bodyguard.
Could you? You only got to pay a bodyguard.
I don't know how good a one you want.
That's what I'm thinking. Michelle Reed, who runs the Fairfax County Public Schools in Virginia, already earns $424,000 and gets a $12,000 annual car allowance under a 4-year contract renewed last year by the Shocker. Democrat school board.
$1,000 a month. Nice car payment.
According to this, the presidency pays $400,000 salary. Of course, Trump donates his to various federal agencies and stuff. But maybe I lost touch. I thought it was less.
Well, there's some extra things on top of it, just like she gets the car allowance on top of her salary. The base presidential salary is the $400,000.
He gets access to a plane and a helicopter. And he gets more than one bodyguard.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
some of them, unfortunately, don't know what they're doing, but he gets more than one.
Details.
According to Fox, a job posted online recruitment platform Brass Ring shows public school superintendent listed a job for an executive protection agent who will work out of the district's headquarters in Falls Church, Virginia. Oh, pay scale for the bodyguard advertised between... Ruh-roh.
Really?
I'm not going to tell you.
Really?
Mm.
Come on.
I'm not saying you don't make this much, but I don't think you do. $84,000 to $143,000
to be a bodyguard.
I think, if you get the high end, you might have to consider it.
Yeah, I could.
In fact, if you get the high end, I might have to consider it.
But you are putting your life on the line.
Yeah,
but you've also got to look. It's all balancing of the threat. I mean, is this school board president doing such stupid things that many people want to take her out?
I wonder if she thinks that the bodyguard's going to be like Kevin Costner in the movie.
Oh.
You know, and there's maybe a romantic
could be
twist here.
She's well, yeah.
Send me a big, sturdy stud.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, no, I was pointing out the salary, maybe not ridiculous per se for the line of work, and depending on the level of experience and expertise.
True.
What I'm pointing out is this person, is already making over $400,000 a year plus benefits. And so when you add that to the cost, and then you also have to look at it, you go, now, wait a second. You're going to have some body assigned to you, your bodyguard.
Yes.
And the starting salary in that school district for a teacher is only $58,000.
Wow.
So you're going to pay the bodyguard double that? In other words, you could have hired two teachers, but you want a bodyguard.
Yeah. On top of your salary and benefits and everything else.
Okay. This is suburban D.C., by the way.
I'm seeing a pattern in some of these more liberal school boards of little self-entitlement kind of thing.
No way!
How dare you? It was just bugging me a little
bit. These are public servants, Greg.
I'd love to be a servant for $400K. I'm telling you. I'd even be the food tester.
Serve all day.
Absolutely.
It is 7:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. And don't forget to listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHap Radio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. it's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:22. It is time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now, 877-975-9825. Greg, I got a good one.
Yeah. What's that?
You know, I have a sleep apnea machine, CPAP.
Yes, right.
And so they send me these supplies like every month, like I keep it clean. I don't need to replace every part every month.
So it's an automatic thing?
It's an automatic.
Okay.
I call it, you know, kind of a scamboni because I have to pay a copay on that.
Oh.
And my insurance is covering the rest. Okay. I don't want to waste their money. Don't want to waste my money. Don't want to waste stuff.
Okay.
So I called them, and all I wanted them to do was take me off the automatic list. We automatically send me stuff. I'll call you, or I know they'll torture me with calls, if and when I need something.
So how often do you think these things... See, these are actual parts.
These are like the mask comes separately, the hose comes separately, filters, all these things can and should be replaced depending on, you know, how you use it and things like that.
Well, how often would you replace them if you were calling them to say, hey, it's time for a new one?
Probably every 3 to 4 months, some of the parts.
But they're sending these to you every single month?
Oh, I found out why. Because your insurance company will accept that monthly thing.
And they know that.
And guess what? If I was on Medicare, they would only send them every 3 months because that's all Medicare will pay for.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
So the CPAP folks are really playing the game, taking advantage
of
the money grab. And well, part of it's your money, too.
Yeah. And the thing is, when you call to try to rectify the situation, I talked to 3 different people. The first one got it completely the opposite. You don't want them to call anymore. Okay. And then I said, no, that's not what I said. Transfers me over.
Oh.
Okay, so you don't want the regular calls, but we'll still send you your product on a regular. I go, no. And I went through this, and it's like 40 minutes of my life gone.
Oh, I get that.
And it just happened to be on the same day that Betsy was trying to change over her phone and get it off of the previous carrier. What a nightmare that was. And I had to listen through all that while we're driving. It's like, so I hate, I'll remember any company that does this. Mm-hmm. They make it hard for you to get off their list, off of their, out of their deal or whatever.
Right.
I'll never forget. I'll never do business with them because I see how hard you made it.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to talk me back in, you try to do this. No, unacceptable. Let's go to Donnie. What's making you smile?
Or bugging you.
Or what's bugging you?
Okay, you threw me a curveball there.
I threw myself a curveball.
The people calling, I'm sure there'd be a real easy way for them to stop it if there was a financial interest in it for them. But, I mean, I get phone calls all day long on my business line and my own line, and they look like they're coming from actual customers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, people trying to buy a house off of you or something like that. And the thing about your CPAP machine, I had the same experience with an insurance company during COVID testing. I tried to report fraud, clear fraud, had it documented, not interested whatsoever. They were getting reimbursed by the government. They don't care.
Yeah, that's a big part of the problem, too.
Yep. Well, the whole thing he was talking about, I've talked about it before, too, and I've refused to do business with companies that do it, where they mirror your area code and they call you, and what's popping up on your, basically, your caller ID is not the name of the company. And what irritated me once was one of these big national, because I was looking at a car that I knew would have high expense repairs, and it's one of these big national warranty programs, one of the biggest. They've got all the big shots, all the celebrities doing it. And I called them, left a message, call me back. Sure enough, don't get the call back with the name of the company popping up, just one that mirrors my area code, and it's like, no, I'm not doing business with you.
And I mean, you had already reached out to them.
To them.
They had no reason to be deceptive to get you to answer the phone, yet that must be the way they do business, using at least some level of deception to get you to answer the phone.
This is a company that was started in by a couple of brothers years ago, and then they kind of got bought out, so now it's a national thing. But no, I won't do business with a company that does that kind of stuff. I just won't. So I'm like Donnie. It's like, no, you mess with me, you're not getting any of my money at all.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's how I feel. You know, like why are you making me jump through hoops? I'm a customer. I guess you never, ever want me to be a customer
right. Or
a customer again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is these people I refer to as serial interrupters. As an example, my older brother from the blue state of Rhode Island called me over the weekend to harsh on Trump being a Nazi and a fascist. And then
I'm sorry, Mark. I'm sorry. We got another call coming in.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
He's just interrupting you.
I'm interrupting you.
No, I knew you would do that to me. But so he then starts asking about Trump activities like the tariffs, and I start replying, and then he bulldozes over me and interrupts and never lets me talk. And then I tell him, hey, if you want to have a soliloquy, go to the town square and expound to the crowds. If you want to have a dialogue, then, you know, you let a person finish before you interrupt.
Otherwise, get a deck of cards and learn how to play solitaire.
Oh, there you go.
Right. Mm. Now, once it gets into any sort of debate and you give them information, they're not happy. Mm-mm. Nope. Seen it a million times. 728. On the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here, and RFK Jr., another band that I think will be good for everyone. We'll talk about that coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Good morning and welcome at 7:34, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning, welcome, and happy, happy Monday. We'll make Mondays great. That's what we do. All right. Also, you never have to miss a minute of the show. You simply search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now we're on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Where'd that term come from where they say, having a whale of a good time? A whale of a good time.
Well, a whale is big.
Yeah.
So I guess you're having a big good time. I don't know.
They're jumping in the water. Maybe they look like they're having a good time, splashing in the water.
Could be.
Yeah, this is not a good whale story.
Oh.
This is a whale that apparently was under distress. And when a small, well, compared to a, you know, whale, when a small boat came by, actually the whale reacted when the boat approached. The whale was already frantic, became more frantic, and wound up under its hull, eventually tipping the vessel during the thrashing and sending a woman into the water. Now, I would guesstimate this boat is about a 21-footer.
It was a crazy video. It was.
Yeah. And this woman was thrown from the boat after the whale struck it. Now, she was quickly pulled to safety and wasn't injured. And a lot of this was caught on camera. And it was, but the apparently the whale was in distress. Now, I don't know why they didn't just try to avoid it. If they didn't see it in the water, they wanted to go check it out.
There was speculation that it was in distress already, looking for deeper water, was one of the theories that was tossed out there.
And then it says in one article, the whale appeared to be struggling to get to shallower water.
That's interesting.
Well, you know, they tend to, when they're really sick, I guess they tend to beach themselves.
Well, that's true, too.
So, and eventually the whale did die.
Right. Yeah.
So, it's kind of a sad story. But, but if you see the video of this, pretty decent-sized boat. I mean, 21 feet doesn't sound like much, but it looks like it's got a small, maybe a very small little cuddy cabin or whatever under there. And to get knocked up.
Oh, yeah. You get thrown
knocked
in.
Up in the air like that.
And you're like, what, am I going to get eaten by the whale next? I mean, we got to have Jonah moment here.
A Jonah moment. Mm-hmm. Wow. You don't hear that very often.
Well, right? No, not too much.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, RFK, busy again. He has led this push for more than 20 years. He confirmed the move on Saturday, saying he's gotten the mercury out of vaccines.
Wow.
Yep.
Nice.
And especially the neurotoxin, known to be a neurotoxin if it's injected into pregnant women and children. He'd been working on this for decades. He announced that thimerosal. Thimerosal, if you ever see that in an ingredient, that is mercury.
Oh.
The same thing, yeah.
Fancy name.
Because I remember doing articles related to this a long time ago when they were trying to see whether there was, some sort of nexus between that and autism. And anyway, apparently, I thought it was gone. I just talked to somebody about this recently. I said, no, they don't have thimerosal. And I was wrong. I guess they still do. And even some that are still found in flu shots that are given to children and pregnant women. But now, fully banned due to RFK.
Isn't that kind of crazy, though? Because we've known about the threats and the bad side of mercury forever.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, it could come out of your silver fillings, and that's been known to cause some serious health ramifications for some. And yeah, it has been used for decades as a preservative in multi-dose vaccine vials. According to Kennedy, the CDC shockingly continued to permit its use in flu shots given to pregnant women and children despite overwhelming evidence of its neurotoxicity.
What's wrong with these people? Come on. Really?
Where do you want me to start?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Kennedy cited peer-reviewed studies, official government documentation, and identifying thimerosal as a neurotoxin, carcinogen, mutagen. Yeah, I don't want any mutagens.
I don't want to be mutating.
Yeah.
Now, who knows what you're turning into?
And reproductive toxicant. The amount of this ethyl mercury in a flu shot the CDC just banned under my order is 25,000 times the EPA's safety level for drinking water. 25,000
wow.
times.
But we can inject it into you with something else.
That's, yeah, right directly okay. into
yeah.
your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kennedy also slammed federal agencies, accusing them of turning a blind eye to the science for decades. He pointed to a 2001 admission by FDA official William Egan, who testified under oath before Congress that thimerosal's safety had never been studied in humans. That was 2001.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
A subsequent study found the highly toxic mercury remains in the brain for over 27 years. Kennedy cited a CDC funded 2017 study linking flu shots during pregnancy to miscarriage, which found the odds of a miscarriage within 28 days were 7.7 times higher for women who received the vaccine. But don't worry, vaccines are perfectly
healthy. They're all safe. No, nothing to see here.
Move and there on. Was a 2017 study, elevated risk for autism. It just goes on from there. And again, I mean... You have to have like an outsider, so to speak,
right,
to come in and to fix things. And all these government employees just, I don't know, they just scurry along doing their thing. And
well, they get on the gravy train. They got their gig. I don't know. It's like, but why don't you go ahead and do the job, too? Just crazy thought.
Yeah, just
there.
Go ahead and do the job, you know, looking out for the safety of, you know, Americans. Could be your own family members. It's crazy. Sales of electric vehicles in California continue to stagnate. Shocker? No. But that is throwing Governor Gavin Newsom's mandate in doubt, even as the state fights to save it in court from repeal by Congress and President Donald Trump. I mean, he wants them to go electric, come hell or high water. The problem is the guy has done nothing to shore up the electric infrastructure inside of his own state. He's done nothing. Nothing. Newsom announced in 2020, 3 weeks after the statewide power shortage, in which EV owners were asked not to charge cars in the afternoon and evening, that gas-powered vehicle sales would be banned by 2035.
How do you do both of that in the same sentence? By the way, we don't have enough electric to let you charge your car, but get ready to get rid of your gas cars.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Really?
It's. I'm telling you, it's the warped way that the left operates. It doesn't have to make sense. No. They just have to get their whatever smiley face from, in this case, some nutbag environmentalists or something. Oh. The regulations were finalized in 2022, but sales of EVs have lagged thanks to cost, the time required to charge, and the range anxiety, fear among drivers that they would lose battery power on the road. Sales of EVs have already been struggling by December of 2024, putting the future of Newsom's gas-powered vehicle ban in doubt. Then in May, Congress repealed the waiver granted to California by the outgoing Biden administration in January that purported to give authority to the state to ban gas-powered vehicles and require sales of EVs instead. Newsom and the state filed a lawsuit in response, but sales remained flat. In other words, he had a natural out to get out of it.
Absolutely.
And wouldn't do what's best for the vast majority of his constituents.
Mm-hmm. The fact that they're not buying them is a sign.
Yeah, it's a pretty strong sign, because I think in California, you know that you might not get Newsom again, but chances are very, very strong that you're going to get another Democrat. And but yet still, they're not giving in, which good for them, some of them.
Yeah.
But don't keep voting for D's if you don't want dummies. The number of EVs registered between April and June, the Golden State came to 100,671, and that's ever so slightly higher than the first quarter figure of 100,326. And what's more, the market share of zero-emission vehicles dropped to 21.6, down from 23% and even 25% in the fourth quarter of 2024. I think, first of all, you should not be able to call them zero-emission vehicles.
No. That's a lie.
To charge the batteries creates some emission. Mm-hmm. To build the vehicles creates emission. Yep. I guess if you got a solar powered charger, yeah. And then that's not to mention the mining for the rare minerals and rare earth materials.
Oh, we don't want to talk about the kids and how they're digging them out of the ground.
No.
Hand shovels.
No. It is 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And happy Monday, my friends. Plenty more to talk about coming up. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Hey, we know you're busy. That's why we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. Welcome. Sad news as Lonnie Anderson has passed away. Remember her? WKRP.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Greg's going to sing it.
I do know the whole thing, but I'm not going to sing it.
You can sing a little. Do you remember how it begins?
I don't. Well, now the beginning isn't, but yeah.
You can do a WKRP, blah, blah, blah.
Town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, but maybe you'll think of me once in a while.
Wow.
I'm on WKRP in Cincinnati. Loved that show.
I forgot that song, honestly. I mean, I thought no one remembered Gilligan's and Flintstones. Oh, yeah. That was probably the extent of my hard drive there. Yep. What I could handle.
The thing about WKRP, though, is, as you know, they got everything right except one thing, and they had to make that for television, is the fact that when we turn our microphones, the speakers go dead.
Right.
So that we don't get feedback through the microphone. Obviously, right. If you're doing a TV show, that doesn't work. The other thing is that was based on a radio station in this community, which a lot of folks...
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I
thought it was WKRC it was based on.
That's
or is that just the call letters that happen to be real and
those,
in Cincinnati?
That's probably real, yeah. But actually, the mother owning the radio station, the general manager, that whole thing is...
Somewhere around here?
And I'm sure one of the locals longer than me would remember
who
that is.
I love that kind of history.
Oh, yeah. It's very cool.
Yeah, let us know if you know.
Yep.
But Lonnie Anderson, almost 80.
Yeah, days away.
Just days away from her. Yeah, she passed away. She had some kind of long-term illness, so she died in the hospital there. And, of course, people attached to her in any way, shape, or form, very upset. KRP in Cincinnati was on the air from 1978 to 1982. Then, of course, I guess there were probably reruns for quite a while. But, it was Gary Sandy was in it. Tim Reed,
Andy.
Remember him?
Yep.
Howard Hesseman, Frank
Johnny
Bonner.
Yep.
Frank Bonner.
The salesman.
And, I loved his jackets. He was pretty funny.
It was the 70s.
What was his name? You remember his name? Oh, the sales guy.
Yep.
Anyway, if you've been in the... people enjoyed that show, but if you're in the business, I think we enjoyed it even more.
We worked with all those people somewhere, sometime in our career.
Yes. And then the one that you had a huge crush on, Jan Smithers.
Bailey, that's right.
Yes, Bailey. That was your little crush.
Bailey was the one you'd take home to mom.
Yeah.
You know, the girl next door kind of thing.
I mean, Lonnie Anderson was clearly, a very attractive, beautiful woman. A buxom blonde? Could you even say that?
Yeah, that's typical
look, yeah. But that wasn't my thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like too much makeup, too much overdone. Yeah,
right.
I was in a more natural, but I think Jan Smithers was a little too crunchy for me.
Well, maybe that's why they kind of went that direction. You know, taken from the 50s bombshell, the Marilyn Monroe, that kind of thing. But then they made her the smart one on the show. She was smarter than everybody else in the cast or in the team. But although Andy always kind of knew what she was up to, because he was smart enough in his own way to know she just played all of them to get what she wanted done.
And he kind of let her do it because...
Oh, yeah, got things done.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, her attachment to Burt Reynolds is very well known. They did the 1983 comedy together, Stroker Ace, and then they married not too long after that.
Yeah.
And but then apparently they had a fairly messy breakup in 1994, but they've got a son, Quentin Reynolds, and, quote, "The best decision that we ever made in our entire relationship," she said during an interview of a Braun bust as at Reynolds Hollywood gravesite in 2021.
Herb Tarlick was the name you were trying to think of.
Yeah, Herb Tarlick.
Yeah, listen to reminded. It's, you know, the typical 70s, you know, the wide white belts and the plaid jackets. And yeah, that was definitely 70s look right there.
And it was his kind of his cheesy shtick, just kind of like...
over the top,
Yeah. Oh, right. I mean, not that any of our folks
are like that at all. And then, of course, Les Nessman, one of the... One of the best scenes I remember with him, besides the turkey episode, because that's a classic, and that was also based on a stunt done by a real radio station, but the one where he was talking about the golfer, Chichi Rodriguez, and he referred to him as Chai Chai Rodriguez, and they lean over.
That's worse than what I could do.
That's what I know. They lean over and turn the mic off and goes, Chichi Rodriguez. He looks at them and goes, Mr. Rod DeGrees, and he just keeps going on with it. He's not going to let him correct him. Yeah. So.
Well, at least he was consistent.
He was.
Right. What's going on with our friend from the Alamo or from the Alamo State? That's her.
Her?
Yeah.
You mean
crazy Crockett.
Oh, she's crazy.
The lefty frontier.
Oh, she's crazy.
Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett's complaining that this Republican-proposed Texas redistricting map would draw her out of her own district.
Aww.
Oopsie.
How sad.
Sorry about that.
So sad.
Calling the plan a hot mess.
Well, now there's pot, kettle, or mirror. Pick your, you know.
That's mess calling the mess hot.
Wow. She's a hot mess.
Yeah.
Hmm.
In addition to the fact that I know that this legislature did ask us as members of Congress to confirm our addresses, I don't know how many of us actually still reside in the districts that we represent. Well, nothing's changed yet.
Yeah.
She said, I do not currently reside in my district based upon the plan that has been drawn, which is another red flag, she said. They're just mad because it could create... five Republican seats, basically.
Right.
My understanding.
So they bailed and went to Chicago. Imagine that.
They ran away.
Like, how long you got to stay gone? I mean, really? Come on.
Does that win points with your constituency? You know?
I wouldn't think so.
You know, if you can't beat those Republicans straight up, I just say, get on the next train north and just head out of town. I don't blame you. Nah, I can't see constituents going, good job. Hey, that was a great strategy. No one saw that coming, even though you just did it a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. The lawmaker, and we're talking about Crazy Crockett, who recently argued that she deserved to become the Democrats' top member of the House Oversight Committee. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And what was that due to? Her large social media following.
She doesn't understand politics too well, does she?
No, I'm not sure she does. You know, sometimes it's an act, and then sometimes she is rather silly, shall we say. Wow, hour number three is coming up in just a couple of minutes, my friends. We'll have all the headlines, all the information you need, maybe an opinion or two, who knows, might get thrown in there. It's possible. Happy Monday, 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.